It's Flugelhorn Friday with Steve McKay on Star 97.7.
And here is Steve along with Sonny. I'm just saying, yeah, it's a cloudy day, but it's going to be warmer. But then when the sun comes out, it gets colder. It just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, seems counterintuitive, doesn't it?
It does a lot.
Yeah. Weird.
So I'll let you get into that in a few minutes. But Sonny and I were mentioning that we forgot to ask you about a clue. So I have no idea what road you're going to travel today with Flugelhorn Friday.
Yeah, right when I hung up last night, I thought, oh, that's right. Or yesterday morning, I should say, I thought, no clue. So yeah. This might be a challenge, but I don't think it's going to be. I think the tune itself is recognizable. I think the hints will be helpful. So I think we go back today, guys, to the concept of the show. This is a song you would never, ever, ever hear on a flugelhorn.
All right.
So that'll make it a challenge. So let me go ahead and toot it for you and see if any light bulbs go off for you.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Wow, another pretty long clue. It sounds familiar, but I'm
kind of
not.
Repetitive, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm not really pinpointing anything yet. What about you, Sonny?
No, man, I'm drawing a blank again. So, can you play it again?
I'll play it again, then I got some hints for you. Okay. So here we go.
Okay. Yeah, I'll need some clues. I mean, it has something familiar, but I don't know anything more than that.
Yeah. I'm smiling when I play it because I just think of this group having their music played by a flugelhorn. They would flip out. So, yeah, 1975, okay?
Okay.
Hint number two is Kablooey. Kablooey.
Kablooey.
And hint number three might be the best one, most helpful one. Connecting with this band will make your hair frizzy.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. I think that was helpful. I gotta look that up. So.
Okay.
Something
all
else.
Right. I know after I do the weather, Mike, our pal Mike is standing by, so you can actually hear the tune, the actual tune.
Good.
So.
All right. It's not Earth, Wind, and Fire, is it?
No, because you'd hear a flugelhorn with those.
You're thinking hair, big hair.
That one makes me think Electric Light Orchestra.
Oh. Okay. Oh, okay. Do you know Sonny?
Well, I'm thinking Electric Light Orchestra, but is it Evil Woman? I don't know. I'm trying to think of the Kablooey. I'm trying to think how Kablooey would fit in with one of their 1975 hits.
Kablooey.
Strange Magic.
It's not one of these. It's not the Eagles.
Hey, Mike Dow, pal, would you agree with the hints? Do the hints make sense?
Oh, yeah. I think you were spot on with the hints. Okay. And I thank you for allowing me to be your co-conspirator here on Flugelhorn Friday.
Absolutely.
Steve gave me a heads up yesterday about the song. And so I'm really happy to be here. And it's really it's hard for me to keep this a total secret from you guys. And I had to be very quiet this morning as I prepared the big reveal.
That's right.
Are you ready? Unknown.
Yeah.
Huh?
You both give up?
Yeah, I get.
Yeah, that's all I got.
I'll
I got
be
here nothing.
All day,
ELO, so. Maybe, but I don't know.
Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Here we go.
Oh my God. AC/DC.
Yeah.
You know, I thought of AC/DC when you said this band would go nuts if they ever thought they would play it on a flugelhorn, but I didn't.
Yeah.
But I didn't. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, AC/DC. Wow.
Wow.
No. That little guitar riff of dun, dun, dun.
Wow. Dun, dun, dun. No, I was.
You guys, I bet at one time, can't you just see Steve with the long hair and kicking back with the guitar, you know, and just kind of playing those AC/DC
wearing
jams.
Those shorts that Angus Young.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. No, I was a total trumpet band nerd. So Kablooey makes sense, right? TNT, Kablooey.
Yeah.
Connecting with this band. Yeah, exactly. Make your hair frizzy. Yeah. If you stick your finger in the light socket, you got AC/DC. It makes your hair frizzy.